judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day, when every thought and word and action, God the righteous judge, shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away?
Welcome to the Escape for Thy Life radio broadcast. This is a presentation of the independent Thusia Seventh-day Adventist Church, a revival of original Adventism and ancient Christianity. Our speaker is Brother Nyron Medina.
Good day. This is Brother Medina for Thusia Seventh-day Adventist. And please let us start with a word of prayer. Gracious loving Father, please be with us as we enter into this presentation. Bless us with your Holy Spirit. Help everyone listening to learn the truth, that your name may be glorified. Through Christ our Savior we pray. Amen. Well, we are continuing our study on the value of the gospel. The value of the gospel. And we have been showing that the general ideas held by religions as to what the gospel is were not true teachings from the Bible. They take statements from the Bible, and those statements are framed according to theologians' teachings, and those teachings of those theologians are basically apostate teachings, so that when people are given impressions as to what it means to be born again, what it means to be justified, what it means to be sanctified, many of those teachings are false. They do not understand the real facts, because they read into the Bible the theories they got from the books and commentaries of those theologians, and frame such teachings as if that is what the Bible is teaching. When in truth and in fact, if you take the Bible for what it says, its teachings are completely different to that which the theologians are presenting. Yes, my dear people. And we are living in a world where terrible destruction is coming. Evil have been growing in an unprecedented way. And the need for the gospel, the real gospel, the true gospel, the only gospel that really works, the need for such a gospel is self-evident. Yes, my dear people. Take for instance, today, with the release of many emails and many memos, it has been found out that one single man working for the Rothschilds have been behind all the unrest, the economic troubles, and the social troubles taking place both in Europe and in the Americas. Yes, my dear people. And his name is George Soros. George Soros. He's a Hungarian Jew, but he is the point man, the action man for the Rothschilds. As the Rothschilds are seeking to create a new world order by uniting Europe and uniting the world, it so happens that the point man they use, the action man they use, is George Soros, who have billions and billions and billions of dollars at his hand to use. Yes, my dear people. So much that we actually have George Soros saying that Western society must be destroyed if we are to institute the New World Order. And they have created a means and different ways to destroy Western society. We have demoralization of the family, demoralization of social relations. We have a large amount of immigrants being allowed into the West, that there is an epidemic of rape in countries that never even had a slightest problem like this. Terrorism has risen all over the world, and the funds behind it are funds coming from George Soros. It was surprising to me to read George Soros' actual words to show that he thinks African people are the easiest to fool, that he can use them to create chaos to bring about the New World Order. And he literally said that. So much that Black Lives Matters is in fact a George Soros invention. Yes, my dear people. And George Soros have had meetings with Mr. Obama, meetings with Hillary Clinton, meetings with the United Nations, and in a large way is responsible for many of the decisions they made. A large amount of emails were released showing his constant interference with politics in almost every country in Europe. Yes, my dear people. And in the interference in politics, monies were injected into NGOs, non-governmental organizations, and other various organizations for the sake of brainwashing the minds of people in Europe, getting them to think a certain way, to get them to vote a certain way, to sustain the New World Order. But now he's losing this power. George Soros is losing this power because there's a revolt going on in different parts of the world against the New World Order. And this is where Donald Trump comes in. This is why they hate Donald Trump. This is why they have been creating a lot of propaganda, and the media themselves, under the control of a lot of Jewish families, working under the direction of George Soros, have been pushing propaganda after propaganda to deceive the minds of the people. But the people are waking up. This speaker here looked at a video with a car crash that took place in Moscow, where the favorite driver or chauffeur for the president of Russia, Mr. Putin, was killed in a car crash. This car did not have Putin in it at that time. But if you look at the crash as it was released in video footage, you would see the drivers of the car, the one that was driving the car and the other person with him, in the other vehicle, how they hit Mr. Putin's car. It literally was a deliberate accident. So much that the driving was an expert driving that would cause those who hit the car to get least damage and the car that get hit to get the most damage. So much that the driver of Mr. Putin's car, his chauffeur, died instantly. He instantly died as his car spun on the road and crushed up. Yet the two drivers in the other car did not die. Guess what? A warning to Mr. Putin that the leaders of the New World Order hates him and want to get at him for cursing the New World Order and breaking away from their policies. Yes, my dear people. So much that Rothschild himself told Mr. Putin that he's a traitor to the New World Order. We say amen to that. Everybody needs to reject this New World Order, because this New World Order is seeking to destroy the family with LGBTIQ or whatever they call themselves. It is seeking to destroy freedom, seeking to destroy religious liberty by false, immoral practices being imposed upon Christians to practice. It is seeking to destroy Christianity and destroy society by bringing in immigrants that do not have the culture of the people who live there, and that a huge epidemic of rape and murder and death is now taking place in many Western countries where Western civilization is under terrible, terrible crisis. Yes, my dear people. And the facts are, George Soros dare not walk in certain parts of Europe, dare not walk in Russia because there's an arrest warrant out for him, because many, many crimes are in his hands, working for the Rothschilds. Yes, my dear people. And this is why one of the Rothschilds were indicted. They literally sent out an arrest warrant for him for robbing the pension funds of a whole country. Yes, my dear people. And this is what we have going on. But the weak media, the unthinking media, don't show you these things. You do not know these things from these people. But those who know can present these truths to you. Now, why did I say these things? I said these things to show you, look at how evil is growing greatly and terribly. Look at the horrible destructions that are taking place. Yet, the gospel is there that will correct people's thinking and that will stop people from cooperating with this horrible new world order. But they don't know the gospel. People just don't know the gospel. And this is the reason why we are telling you that you need to take up your Bible, honestly ask God to show you the truth, begin to read your Bible. And as you begin to see truths shown to you by the Holy Spirit, humble yourself to those truths and walk after those truths, and voila, you will learn the real gospel. In fact, God will make you walk straight into Tuesday, Seventh-day Adventist as a church. Yes, my dear people. You see, how can we say that? We can say that because it has happened over and over. Loving Bible truth is very important. And loving Bible truth will make you walk straight into Tuesday, Seventh-day Adventist. Because we love Bible truth and we stand for Bible truth. Take for instance, let us look and see the real heart and value of the gospel here. If we look at Romans chapter 3 and we read from verse 20 onwards, here is what we are told. I quote, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin." Did you see that? Using the law as a means of bringing justification to yourself cannot work. But why is this written here? This is written here because at the time of Paul, this was a Jewish teaching. It was a Pharisaical teaching, that you can use the law, perform certain deeds of the law, and this will cause you to be justified. They believed in justification by works. They believe a sinner can make himself righteous by doing the works of the law. But that was a false teaching. So Paul clearly showed by the deeds of the law, the doings of the law, the active works of the law performed by a person, shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Because what the law does, it points out sin. It gives you a knowledge of what sin is. He continues in verse 21. "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets." Let's just stop and look at this verse for a while. We are told, "But now the righteousness of God without the law," or as the Greek text says, "apart from the law, is manifested." And when it says apart from the law, It means apart from the deeds of the law. So there is a righteousness of God that is apart from the deeds of the law. It is different to the deeds of the law. Get this clear. The deeds of the law is important. The deeds of the law must be done, of course. The deeds of the law are the righteous works of the law. But there is a righteousness of God that is apart from or separated from the deeds of the law. It is not the same as the deeds of the law. This is what we are being told. And this is witnessed by the law and by the prophets. When it says by the law there, that is the writings of Moses, and by the prophets, the writings of the other prophets of the first witness or Old Testament. In other words, if you look at the writings of Moses, and if you look at the writings of the prophets in the Old Testament, you would find the righteousness of God revealed that is different to the deeds of the law. Yes, my dear people. So that you are to look for a righteousness that is not the same as the deeds of the law or as the works of the law. And what are we told? I read again, verse 21. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Yes, my dear people. Then it continues in verse 22. Even the righteousness of God, which is through faith of Jesus Christ, into all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. End of quote. Did you see that? We are being told that this same righteousness of God, which is apart from the law or different to the deeds of the law, this righteousness of God is by the faith of Jesus Christ. Yes, my dear people. Last week we discussed and showed the faith of Jesus Christ was the knowledge of Jesus Christ. It was the revealed truths of Jesus Christ. In other words, the revealed truths of the character of Christ reveals the righteousness of God. Yes, my dear people. There is a righteousness of God that is revealed in the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, first of all, before we proceed, what is this righteousness of God? Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 23, and this will tell us exactly what is this righteousness of God that is different to the law, that is not the same as the law. Yes, my dear people. Jeremiah chapter 23, and we will look at verse 5 and verse 6. I quote, "Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch. And a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth." This is a prophecy of Jesus Christ. He is called the branch, the king that would to come and reign. This is a prophecy of Christ. It continues, "In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, Yahweh, our righteousness." End of quote. Yes, my dear people. So we are being told that Jesus himself is Yahweh, our righteousness. That is his name. His name is Yahweh, our righteousness. Notice this. We are not being told his name is Yahweh has righteousness. No, we are not being told that. His name is not Yahweh will give us righteousness. No, his name is Yahweh our righteousness. So what does it mean? It means our righteousness is Yahweh himself, God himself. Here, God himself is identified as our righteousness. Yahweh himself is identified as our righteousness. Yahweh himself is our righteousness. And we are being told his name is Yahweh, our righteousness. That's what we are being told. And so, if Yahweh is our righteousness, here is a righteousness that is different to the deeds of the law. Yahweh is not the deeds of the law. Yahweh is not the works of the law. Yahweh is different or apart from the deeds of the law. Yahweh is God himself. And we are being told he is Yahweh, our righteousness. So then, the righteousness of God that is different to the deeds of the law is God himself, is Yahweh himself. He is that righteousness that is different to the works of the law. Yes, my dear people. So while it is important that the works of the law may be done, we need to understand that we need the righteousness of God, which is God himself. Now let's just look back again at verse 22 of Romans chapter 3. We are told, even the righteousness of God, that is God himself, which is through faith of Jesus Christ. Did you see that? The righteousness of God is through the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, when you think that the faith of Jesus Christ is the revealed truths of Christ, and Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, so that you understand that Christ's identity is the truth. He is saying his character identity is the truth. So you are dealing with the truths of Christ's character. So the faith of Jesus Christ is the truths that composes Jesus' character. It is the truths that make up Jesus' character, so that Jesus can say he is the truth. So when we are told the righteousness of God through the faith of Jesus Christ, we are being told God himself is revealed in the character of Christ. Yes, my dear people. You want to see God? You got to see God only in the character of Christ. Because the character of Christ is the faith of Jesus Christ. And it is only through this doctrine of Christ, this faith of Christ, this teaching of Christ, that one comes to see God or to know God. If we look at the second epistle of John, we'll go back to Romans chapter 3 verse 22 in a moment. If we look at the second epistle of John and we read verse 9, here is what we are told. I quote, whoso transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Did you see that? So we are being told, you cannot have God if you do not have the doctrine of Christ. Why? Because the doctrine of Christ is the character of Christ. It is the truths of the character of Christ. The truths that composes the character of Christ. The truths that make up the character of Christ. And this is why we are telling you, when you say the faith of Jesus Christ, you don't mean believing. If you look at verse 22 again, of Romans chapter 3, here is what it tells us. I quote, even the righteousness of God, which is through faith of Jesus Christ, into all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. End of quote. Did you see that? So here we believe, but the faith of Jesus Christ is something separate to our believing. We are told the faith of Jesus Christ and that we must believe. Last week we show you that we must believe the faith of Jesus Christ. Because it is the faith of Jesus Christ that contains the righteousness of God or God himself. only in the character of Christ, the revealed truths of Christ, which Christ says he was. Only in those truths would you see God. That's why if you don't have the doctrine of Christ, according to the Bible, you do not have God. This is the reason why Christ needs to be preached to Hindus, to Muslims, to Mormons, to anyone who have a false teaching about Jesus Christ also. Because if you don't have the doctrine of Christ, you don't have God. That is what the Bible tells us. And we know for sure that God is the righteousness we need. That's why we are told the righteousness of God is God himself in the Bible. And so, this righteousness of God is true faith of Jesus Christ into all and upon all them that believe. Yes, my dear people. So, we need the righteousness of God into us, according to the Greek text, E-I-S, E-S, into, not unto. So we need to have the righteousness of God, which is God himself, Yahweh himself, dwelling in us. God must dwell in our hearts through faith, according to your Bible. So if we have the righteousness of God dwelling in our hearts, through the faith of Jesus Christ, this righteousness of God will be our covering. It will be our garments of righteousness. So it will be upon us. So you only have the righteousness of God upon you when you have the righteousness of God in you. This is what the Bible tells you. This is what the Bible teaches. This is the teaching of the Bible. This is what we need to deal with the New World Order and to deal with the papal order. Yes, my dear people. And notice this, the Bible clearly tells us, even the righteousness of God, which is through faith of Jesus Christ, into all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. That's why verse 24 tells us, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So in other words, redemption is in Christ Jesus. We are justified freely by his grace, by God's mercy. And what is that justification? The faith of Jesus Christ being imputed to us for us to get the righteousness of God. Yes, my dear people. So God gives us the faith of Jesus Christ that we can get the righteousness of God through faith. And where? In us. And then what do we do with the law? What do we do with the law as a result of this? In verse 30, we are told what we do with the law. I quote, seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith, verse 31 tells us, do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid, yea, we establish the law. So what do we have here? The law of God is set up in our lives through faith. Yes, my dear people. When you have the faith of Jesus Christ in you, causing the righteousness of God to be in you, then you do the works of the law. But not before. The problem with the Jews is that they sought to do the works of the law before they were justified. And they hoped that in doing it, they would be justified. But the real answer to this is, one needs to be justified by receiving the faith of Jesus Christ, in which is the righteousness of God, God himself. And this then motivates us to do the works of the law, so that we exalt God in us and do the works of the law. Yes, my dear people, that is what your Bible teaches. Your Bible teaches you the righteousness of God must be in you that you may do the law. That's what your Bible teaches you. So that the character of Christ and that the nature of God, God himself, the righteousness of God, will together motivate you to do the Ten Commandments. And if that be the case, that is truly keeping the law. This is what is needed. And this is what your Bible tells you. And by the way, this is the true source of liberty for all of us. This is the true source of freedom for all of us. To be a republic means that you have freedoms. Republicanism is about freedoms being recognized. It is about rights and freedoms being recognized. If you have God dwelling in you, then you will have respect for people's rights and freedoms. A republic will mean quite a lot to you. So, may God bless you, and may God grant you understanding with regards to these truths. In Jesus' holy name, amen. So you can call us at 625-0446. 625-0446. We'll give you this program and others that went before when we gathered them on a disc and mail it to you or hand deliver it to you wherever possible. So, until we meet again, God bless you. Amen.
The judgment has-